Samsy and Josh.
Moved to Geelong in the last few weeks. Have you taken advantage of Sodi Cafe on Paco yet?
I have not. I'm still trying to explore everything. I'm going through every single Woodfire pizza place that is around Packington Street and the Greater Geelong.
I always get nervous when people ask me for suggestions and recommendations, and not that I was holding my breath, but when I gave you a few recommendations for pizza places, I was just, I had everything crossed that you'd actually enjoy it, because that's a lot of pressure.
To be fair, that I did verify it with someone else. You know, I did my research. Well, it's, you know, like, wow. like a good journalist, you can't just put a story out there. You have to get two sources to say that it's...
Do I look like Trump? There's no fake news
saying,
coming out of this mouth, right?
It's like when someone suggests a TV show to me. I wait until another person says, hey, that's a good TV show. Then I go, okay, that's two different people saying it to me.
I'm getting a bit of an insight into the inner workings.
I think everyone needs to do their due diligence in life. And that's what I did. And I enjoyed. Thank you. Pizza Bar was fantastic.
Well, Sodi Cafe, I think you'd enjoy it. But I actually think Greta and Sully will enjoy it because it's actually a dog cafe.
Ooh. No, we can't take them. They're not ready for it.
But there's... What do you mean they're not ready for it?
Well, they're just too excited. Every time they see someone, it doesn't work.
You've had them for how long? How long are you going to keep them locked?
Well, they get to go outside.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant. Yeah, but deprive them of a dog cafe, though.
No, it's not happening. It's just...
So we decided, my friend Jade and I, we're going to catch up for a coffee. Mm-hmm. Now that, you know, you let her leave the house responsibly and you go to your designated area and you book in and do everything like that. And we thought, let's go to Sodi because they've got the garden out in the back. We can sit, make the most of the sun. Mm. It's out. This is amazing. And you know what? Occasionally, you get to meet a dog.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
That's not a bad thing.
That's great.
And there was actually a Groodle out the back.
Very popular dog at the moment.
It is, right? And then one of the staff... who was just frothing over the fact that a Groodle was there, gave us literally the backstory of how popular the Groodles have become and how much they cost and then how the
too
upkeep
much.
And she basically follows every Groodle on Instagram and I'm
right.
like, I just wanted to pet the dog.
Yeah.
But I was watching this Groodle and you know how often if you're just sitting in a cafe by yourself, it's more of an overseas thing, but in Australia, you people watch. You just watch the world go by.
Mm.
I found myself dog watching and... Yep. Actually realizing how much life would be less complicated as a dog.
Yeah, a dog in a good home is what you want to be.
A dog in a good home. It made me question my own existence because dogs genuinely do get away with so much. For example,
right?
This Groodle out the back, his owner was calling him because, you know, she wanted to take a photo with his little puppuccino.
Yeah, nice one.
He
Instagram
sat,
moment.
He sat down with his back to her. Now, if that was a person, that would be considered as rude.
Mm.
Dog, no, that's cute.
Absolutely.
Guarding its owner.
Yeah. So you want to sit with your back to people after you've been called?
I just
is that what you're saying?
I just, you know, it's just easy to, you know, just jump to a conclusion. A dog is just automatically cute, like this one as well,
right? Yeah.
The Groodle had tipped over its puppuccino and began licking the contents off the concrete.
Yeah.
No 3-second rule when you're a dog, doesn't matter. Oh, no. You know, looking it
guts
up, enjoying it. You know, pick something up off the ground. You're so dirty if you're an adult. Like, it's just like...
Well, yeah,
right?
You are.
All right.
Like, you're not really selling me on... Like,
dog comes up to you,
okay.
Sniffs your crotch, just friendly.
Yeah. You do it.
Weird.
Well, I would say very much illegal, and you go into jail. So,
on K-Rock, 955.
What happened on wheels? Give us a call, 5223-2955, because there is an accident waiting to happen at our house, and it involves my housemate and his boyfriend.
Right, okay. What did they get?
Got home on Friday, and when you walk in the front door, you've got, to set the scene, you've got the living room on the left-hand side, and then you've got the kitchen and dining on the right as you walk through the
front
door.
Okay, cool.
Underneath the kitchen bench, we've got a little space where we keep all of our recycling.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a massive cardboard box. I'm calling it from the tip of my finger to the tip of my finger. It was
170
long.
Centimetres.
We'll go with that. And then probably about half a metre deep. It was massive.
Yeah, right.
Filled with polystyrene, plastic bags, almost tripped over it because it was actually jutting out from the bench.
The recycling space wasn't big enough for the recycling.
We've got a few bottles in the recycling at the moment, so we're waiting for them to be emptied. Seems my housemate and his boyfriend have bought a motorized skateboard.
Cool.
An impulse buy of all the impulse buys. They haven't just stopped at the motorized skateboard. So this is one that
they get it from JB. I know, like, I saw them the other day, and I was like, oh,
it could be. I didn't ask where they got it from. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that these two people are the least athletic people you have ever met in your entire life.
Well, it doesn't matter. It does it all the work for you. They're awesome. Have you ever been on one?
I'm a little bit worried watching how this thing can go up to 50 clicks an hour.
That is sick.
So, oh God, do you want me to see if they can invite you
around? Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a go if that's fine.
So it's got a motor underneath and you can set it to three different speeds. And then within that, you've actually got a remote you can hold and actually increase and decrease.
Yeah.
But they've gone the full kit. So they have a full jacket. It looks like when Jay wears it, it looks like he has stepped off the set of Total Recall.
Have they got the ones that go off-road too?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So we're going head to toe in protective gear. The helmet, the gloves. Like that, they haven't even stepped foot on this skateboard yet. And obviously protection is a must. But they've got the chest guard. They've got the knee straps, the ankle guards, like elbow guards, everything.
So they're worried about falling.
They're preempting what is about to happen. And every night, it is cute. Every night they go out together because we've got a park and then a bit of a car park opposite our house.
Cool.
They go out and have a bit of a practice. But I'm glad they got the protective gear because I am like a mother hen. I am waiting for the call from the Epworth Hospital having to collect them because they've broken a wrist.
Yeah. Well, up to 50Ks is very quick.
Yeah, I said to my housemate, Brayden, and I'm like, surely you're not going to get
up. You could take that on the road, couldn't you?
Well, technically you can, but I don't think you can because it depends on the speed. Because even though it's a skateboard, I think because it's got a motor on it, I think it's technically classed as a vehicle. I'd actually have to look into that. But I thought because it does it over a certain amount of km's and an hour.
You'd still be on the footpath for sure because it's a skateboard. Yeah. God.
But I said to him, obviously...
You're not jumping on the freeway with it.
You're not going up the Princess. But I said to him, like... You know, obviously you're not going to get up to 50 years.
No.
Like, and I'm a bit of a risk taker. I'm going to see how far I can fang it.
Once you gain confidence too, you know.
But what happened on the wheels? It could be a motorised scooter, a motorised skateboard, on a bike, in a shopping trolley. Chloe and Bano, it was your dad. Now, he is okay, but what happened?
Yeah, so he was going for an early morning ride with his mates at the Yuyangs and at 40 k's an hour down the road ran into a wallaby.
Oh, what, on a bike then?
So on his push bike, all 6 foot whatever of my dad against this tiny little wallaby. But hopefully the wallaby is okay and at the pub telling his mates that it's all right and this guy came out of nowhere.
Oh, wow. And how is your dad? Yeah. I feel like you're more concerned about the wallaby than your dad.
Well, that was my first concern because he's pretty tough. So,
okay.
But yeah, he fractured his C4, but he is definitely on the mend and okay.
Jeez.
Ooh, so he'd be laid up at home at the moment. How's like mum dealing with it?
Oh, yeah, she's not too bad. She's looking after him pretty well, I think.
Yeah, look. Yeah, it's all about the wallaby.
More concerned about the wallaby.
Yeah, 100%. Ron in Leopold, what happened?
Well, me and my mate were banging through a paddock on...
We just lost you there. What were you doing?
Yeah, you just dropped out for a second, Ron. So you were fanging through a paddock on what?
On a motorbike, trail bike. And... some workmen left a saw mortar pipe in the middle of the paddock and the grass was so long I didn't see it. And apparently, I don't remember it, but apparently my feet were straight up in the air and I was sliding on my head for about 40 metres.
Oh.
And you've got no memory of it?
No, I remember the crash, but I don't remember sliding on my head.
No, yeah. And I don't think you want to remember that either, to be honest, right?
No, happy to forget that part of the story. at least you can live to tell the tale. Lee in the OG, it was your daughter. What happened?
Yeah, essentially, a few years back now, my mum was coming over from the UK, and she's not the best on her feet, so we got a mobility scooter.
Yeah.
And my daughter was testing it out to make sure it worked okay and charged it up, and she got the controls wrong. So she panicked, thought she was hitting the brake, hit the accelerator. All I heard was the bang, and I came around the corner, and she had gone through the garage door, demolished it completely. All I could see was you know the little flags they have on the back of them, the little triangular orange flags? All I could see was that sticking out the back. She got off absolutely fine. She managed to miss the car in the garage as well. There was no damage to that. All I had to do was reattach the garage door.
Oh, wow. That could have been so much worse, couldn't it? Just thinking about it. Yeah,
Grandma could have been on it at the time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Absolutely.
All I can see is that flag sticking out. Like, that's all I can think about now.
On K-Rock, 955.
Dempsey, your dad is in trouble after he was in charge of the kids and one of the children has accidentally removed their hair with hair removal cream. So it's pretty cute because basically what was happening is Dad was getting ready, had a shower, he's in the bathroom and he puts gel through his hair.
Mm-hmm.
So little Maisie wanted to be the same as Dad and she got something out of the cupboard and found this cream, chucked it on her head. Dad's looked down and realised, actually, that's hair removal cream.
But not quick enough for it to do its damage.
Well, this is the problem. So the mum's got back. She's like, what has happened to my child? She was in tears because apparently she loved little Maisie's fringe and she was upset. Didn't speak to Father Luke for a couple of hours, apparently. But apparently when he found out she was putting stuff, he just got the bath ready. So he's like waited almost 10 minutes before he's gotten rid of it. Because he's like, oh, well, might as well now that you've put it in your hair, we'll get you undressed, we'll get you clean. You know, you can kill two birds, one stone, not realising how quickly it acts. So basically now she's got this big bald patch and looks like Pennywise from the clown.
From it. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he was in a bit of trouble.
Those photos are going to resurface on her 21st.
100% they are. She's done a really good job of it. She doesn't care. Maisie's 18 months. She's having a great time. She thinks it's funny.
She's too young to remember.
Apparently, Mum says whenever she rubs her bald spot, that's not when she knows she's tired and she's ready to go to sleep. So it'll grow back. It'll grow back. But 52232955, what was the uh-oh moment, you know?
A lot of time it's when it's really quiet in the house. Maybe there's an odour coming. Or when you see and hear the pitter-patter of feet opening and shutting the back door back and forth constantly for about 5 minutes. That's what happened to my sister-in-law.
Oh, right.
Three boys generally entertain themselves, not too much to worry about. This was going back a few years ago now. Yeah. But, you know, they could walk and talk. They were of the age where if something was wrong, they could call out.
Yeah, yeah. Mum.
Yeah. Got me in a headlock again.
Yeah.
So there was one afternoon, must have been a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, and after a little while, Ash has gone, I keep opening that back door a little too often.
Yeah, yeah.
A little too often for my liking. So she goes out. The boys had actually built a bike jump, but laid my youngest nephew between the two jumps.
Oh, wow.
Because they'd been watching a lot of Krusty Demons on YouTube. And the eldest two telling the youngest one to lay down, be quiet, don't move. Now, there was a certain gap. There was a decent gap between the two jumps.
Yeah.
It was not. There was no occult health safety about it whatsoever.
There was no site supervisor.
Yeah, an uh-oh moment where time stopped and Ash just darted across the backyard going, I don't think so.
Oh, good to catch it.
Faye said, my two, when they were little, got into a tin of lilac wall paint. I had paint from one end of the house to the other.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, Stephen said, my daughter, when she was around four, fed the goldfish to the dog.
Oh, no. That is horrible. 52232955. What are your uh-oh moments with the kids?
Yeah, Angie and Mount Martha, what did your little one do?
My little one, who's now 25, when she was three, she got out of the, you know, had a bath, got out of the bath, and because we lived at the end of a court, she used to go and hide behind the curtains. And I said, look, there's a police car. And the police car was coming down the end of the court, went up our driveway to do a U-ey. So she mooned them. And she put her bum cheeks onto the window.
Oh.
And they're pointing and laughing their heads off. And I reckon these two coppers probably came down every week just to have a laugh.
Oh, my.
What a little showwoman she is.
I know. And when they came down the next week, I was tempted, but I didn't.
Oh,
no. Right, close. Shut the curtains on that one. Carmen in Geelong West. It was just last week. What was the old moment?
Yeah, hi. My husband was doing some guttering and had the caulking gun. And I've got an 11-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fighting, so I kicked them outside and they were playing beautifully. And then I heard this almighty scream from my husband, and my son had got the caulking gun and was shooting her with it. And Shelly's No More Gaps was all through her hair. Then he ran out of caulking, so he started flicking paint at her. So she came. Luckily, we thought we were going to have to shave her head off because it just wouldn't come out of her hair.
Oh, God.
How did you get it out?
So half an hour with a lot of conditioner in the shower.
But it did come
out, though.
So they were playing beautifully.
They were playing so nicely after all.
I reckon. Wow, the caulking gun.
On K-Rock, 955.
What
matter?
We've brought him back in. He's been fired from accounts. He was looking after the plants, but some of them have gone missing, Stimsy. Bilbo, welcome back. What job have they got you doing this week?
Good afternoon, guys. Just wanted to clarify quickly. Don't know if I've been fired. I've been moving up slowly but surely.
Was it a matter of don't call us, we'll call you?
No. We called each other.
At the same time.
That's right. But this week I've been in the dental implant department here on the left wing of the office.
Well, it's not currently being used, so I guess now's the time to pivot.
Yeah.
It's all about pivoting in 2020, new opportunities.
Absolutely. A lot of cashies, a lot of pliers,
Not a lot of clients.
More or less. Hopefully a bit of radio spruiking is helping, This is just what I need, a bit of marketing.
All righty. You are here for the letter is. You've got a category. You then give us a letter to do with that category. We're just going to blurt out the answer the quickest.
That's it. All right. Are you ready?
Well done. Shouldn't you be excited?
Said very succinctly.
Well, no.
No, okay. All right.
He's got one job and that's best just to bring
seven.
In a list.
Best of seven. But, and he doesn't even write the questions.
I write the questions and I have multiple jobs. All right, let's go.
Is that because you're busy with your hand in other people's mouths? Is that why? Right.
Well, at least I don't have my hand in their pockets.
So. That's true.
Because I'm a gentleman dentistry person.
Saving money. Okay. All right, let's go. First one, best of seven.
All right, here we go. Name a dinosaur starting with B.
Brachiosaurus.
Nah, Josh.
Thank you.
You're both pretty quick off the mark.
Yeah. Brachiosaurus too. Good answer.
My nephew's big dinosaur fans.
Oh, yeah.
They were my only two, Brontosaurus and Brachiosaurus.
At least they're on the list this week.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay, number two. Name an Australian Prime Minister starting with J.
John Howard.
Oh, Josh.
Fighting for redemption this week after I pinned him last week.
Yeah. Stamps like, did I?
Well, I did give you a point last week too, just to get the ball rolling.
Still won convincingly.
To keep you into
that,
the game.
Just to clarify that point, it was even. Right. Number three. Here we go. Name someone in our office that starts with S.
Steve.
Stampsy. It was right there. That was tailored to you.
It's not Buzzer as your own name, mate.
Yes, but the
work for you, though.
But the answer is... So it's 3-0.
Yeah, that's right.
So Josh could get the win.
I could.
Jeez, this is huge.
Stampsy could come back, though.
Mm.
Okay, this is all you, Stampsy. I'll wink and give you a sign. Name a star sign starting with A.
Aquarius.
Josh done it. He's done it. 4-0. It's a good week. Congratulations.
Just not good enough, no. Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you, Sam. So I think that was a clean sweep. I mean, I was guilty about last week. I gave her the point and then she won. But
it's 2-1.
2-1. Thank you. Good luck with the dental practice.
Yep. I've got an appointment now, whatever time it is. So, see you guys.
On K-Rock, 955.
I guess as a politician, you have to give a lot of speeches. Sometimes, you might just not be feeling inspired and you might need to take inspiration from somewhere else.
It's true. It is a tough gig, especially if you've got to write your own speeches, that fine balance between that emotion, that passion and, staying steadfast and sticking to the facts.
Yeah, and to motivate too.
Yeah.
It's all about motivation. Unfortunately for one member of Burwood, actually, just down the road.
Yeah.
He might have borrowed a few of his lines from a TV show. In fact, that TV show might have been West Wing. And the character he borrowed them from might have been Martin Sheen.
At least it's fitting. At least he's gone with a political show and he hasn't taken lines from Family Guy.
Shout out to the state political reporter, James Talia, for discovering this one. Let's see what you guys think. We'll play the two side by side. See if you think he stole it.
We did not expect, nor did we invite, a confrontation with evil.
We did not expect, nor did we invite, this confrontation with a ferocious and feckless enemy.
I mean, at least he's changed it. It's like, you know, when you borrow someone's essay and you go, you just change a little bit of it.
You take out one key word and then you put it in the thesaurus and you find out another word.
Yeah,
that is similar
to. So, like, one line, yeah, that's not that bad. Did he go for two?
But every time we think we've measured our capacity to meet a challenge, we look up and we're reminded that that capacity may well be limitless.
If we think we have reached the limit of our resolve, we need only to look to these heroes and decide that our resolve may well be limitless.
Oh.
He's shuffled a couple of words around, but he's basically lifted the script of The West Wing.
I mean, what was he doing? Just watching the show and then just goes, you know what? No one will know. West Wing's pretty, like, it's an old show.
It was also a massive show back in the day and still has a cult following today.
Yeah, well, he's been uncovered and, you know, good on him for trying to get away with it. He did change a few words, but I do remember back in school, obviously, yeah, when you're only a teenager, you can't be bothered doing your essays sometimes.
You've left it to the last minute again.
Oh, you know, you're like, oh, God, can someone else help me out? I know a guy, and this was really funny. We had to hand in a story. Like, you make up a story, you know, whatever it might have been. I think it was like 500 words.
Okay.
So what he did, our teacher was a little bit older. So, you know, he thought, okay, well, I'm going to take the story from GTA 5 that's written in the actual leaflet, and I'm going to copy that and I'm going to submit it in for assessment. And so we're like, mate, surely you're going to get caught. Surely you'd think, did you change some of it? Did you at least change the characters' names? Nah. Word for word, every single word in that pamphlet was handed in.
How did he go?
Mate, I think he got a C+.
He passed.
And he did very well, but I cannot believe that he never got picked up on that.
C's get degrees.
On K-Rock, 955.
Look, unfortunately, it has been a tough year for some people, and unfortunately some people have lost their jobs. One man, though, took that, and he took all that spare time, and he's used it, and he's written a novel. He's written a book. It is now gaining international notoriety.
Good on him. He's decided to be creative during this time.
Absolutely. And so it's an erotica book. So, you know, it's based on everyday living, especially 2020. It's called Kissing the Coronavirus.
Oh, God.
A steamy tale about forbidden love. So I'll just read you a little bit about the synopsis of it. She was supposed to cure the coronavirus. Instead, she fell in love with it. Dr. Alexa is a part of a crack team of scientists tasked with finding the cure to this devastating coronavirus. Little did she know she would end up falling in love with it in this steamy viral erotica.
Oh, viral erotica.
Yeah. It's got 170 reviews now on Amazon.
It's that film where the woman falls in love with the sea creature. That's not human.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That won an Oscar.
Yeah, I think for best film.
Yeah.
He might be onto something.
There you go. So I thought what we could do is we could pitch our own books.
Oh.
See where we go. See where your mind goes. See where my mind goes. And see who would have the international bestseller.
I might be a hopeless romantic deep down, but I ain't sexy.
That's all right. It doesn't have to be.
I don't know how to write an erotica novel. I struggle just to write a post on Instagram.
Okay. Well, let's just give it a crack anyway. Let's see what you've come up with.
Okay. Well, I went really local with mine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So my erotica pitch is set at Southside Beach.
Okay.
Which is the nudist beach near Janjung. A woman, thirsty 30-something.
Yeah.
Living in a beach box. Waiting for her Torquay surfer to paddle in.
Yeah. Are you giving us the whole book or just the synopsis?
I'm giving you basically the synopsis.
Oh,
all right,
cool.
luring her potential mate. She's got Blackman's Brewery beer chilling in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Playing this seductive tune on Google Play. She swipes right on Bumble, only to run out of options. There's only 10 swipes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've lost interest in the book.
A lot of time went into this. Bear with me. I'm getting to the pinnacle.
Cool.
Because, you know, there's no one left in her 5-kilometre androgynous zone.
Yep.
The climax of the story, she orders a delivery of Daniel's Donuts because they're just as good as sex.
I mean, I can relate to that story.
That's what I was going for, relatability.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, no one's going to read it, but that's fine.
Work in progress. Well, there's no such thing as a bad idea, mate.
This is way better.
Oh, God, okay.
I mean, instead of Deakin University, a university student is on the verge of being kicked out of her law degree after having failed to pay her fees. She has to make the choice in order to make a difference in the world and reach her dream of being an environmental lawyer to save the penguins. Now doing things she thought she'd never have to do, she's bringing law and order to the bedroom. Sarah Legal is doing it for the penguins.
Coming to Netflix.
100%. I reckon that was way better than your book, just personally. Realistic too.
On K-Rock, 955.
Right now, though. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? This is incredible. Incredible, but, like, obviously not condoning the behaviour. Always got to preface with that because it's just an incredible story.
I always love when you have the biggest smile on your face prior to telling the story. You know it's going to be good.
So police were taking on a bit of a joyride. They were a bit of a police chase in Baton Rouge after a school bus was stolen.
Oh, right.
So they're thinking, oh, well, it's obviously some other teenagers. It's some men that have just, you know, had a big night and they've decided to do something that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, hey, check this out. This is funny. I'm guessing it was an empty school bus.
It was an empty school bus and it was an 11-year-old boy taking them on a chase. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Usually 11-year-old boys don't want to go to school.
That's right. So he's taken the school bus, and the thing is, they were saying, so they're on this police chase, chasing this boy, and everyone's okay.
Yeah.
They're chasing this 11-year-old boy. He can't actually reach the pedals from the seat. So he's standing up. And think about how big a bus wheel is. Like when you're trying to turn, like you see them struggle. They've got to turn the whole thing.
There's the bus wheel, but can he actually see over the dash?
Well, he must have just been able to do it. So he's leading them on this police chase, standing up, putting his foot on the accelerator, and he's flipping them off as he's going.
That's brazen.
They said he was gesturing out the window, yelling things at them, when, of course, the bus did come to a stop because he's, like, crashed into something and he can't continue to go on. So they've, like, got the speaker out, hey, can you come out with your hands up? So he came out with his hands up and they've, you know, put him in the back of the car and taken him home. They don't know where the buses come from. So they go, oh, so what school did you go to? Obviously, you live out locally. They're like, nah, but he got the bus from like 10 kilometres away. So he's gone on a massive hike to find a bus, taking this empty bus that was just on the side of the street with the door open, and he's just taking it on a joyride.
Crime of opportunity.
What the hell? So obviously he's going to get a stand talking to and, you know, repercussions coming his way. But I mean, just amazing what the kids are doing these days.
Just keep an eye on your buses, Geelong.
100%.
On K-Rock, 955.
Yes, kids say the darndest things. Ain't they cute? But you know what? The little buggers, sometimes they are just brutal.
Oh, there's no... Well, the thing is, there's no filter, is there?
You know? None. And you know what makes it worst? They're brutally honest.
Oh, I know.
They call it. They call it as they see it. And I'm referring to them as my Mel besties, my Melbourne besties.
Mm-hmm.
They are facing this at the moment because the kids have gone back to school.
Nice. Well, that's a relief, isn't it?
Such a relief. And everyone is obviously very grateful, tried to treasure the time together. But kids are excited to see their friends again. Parents are excited to have their lives back.
Or whatever lives they have left after the long period of time they've had with them.
If they're still working at home, they're actually able to work at home
exactly.
In peace.
That's one thing they can do.
Now, but a couple of my besties unfortunately have faced the reality of why their kids love school more than studying at home.
Yeah, of course.
Because their teacher knows more than them.
Oh, wow.
And has said it to their face.
Well, I mean, they're definitely right. I mean, the teacher knows how to teach.
They do it for a living. I mean, it hurt a little bit more for my friend Katie, who is actually a high school biology teacher.
Oh, wow.
But when you're told by a 10 or possibly 11 and a 9-year-old, it just hurts. It's salt in the wound.
Because you do want them just to soften the blow, don't you? Just, hey, Mum, you did a good job.
Fender fair.
It's just been, it's been better going back to school. Not, they're way better than you.
We appreciate the time you've invested and
you gave it a crack. You did your best.
The amount of liquor you've probably consumed just to deal with this situation. You know, it's been a lot on you. They don't obviously articulate it that way.
No,
just not built
down
for
the
it. My nephew, Josh, now he's the eldest one.
Mm-hmm.
He called it. the other night. Yep. So I was on a FaceTime with them, hoping to catch up with them this weekend. Now, in the past, I've talked about I take them out on auntie days. Yes. So it's a way of having, making memories, bonding. They're not just getting another piece of crap. Like, we're actually going out, we're having an adventure, an experience. They get a little something. We have lunch. You know, it's a bit of just one-on-one time.
Yep, love that.
Roman's birthday was just before Christmas, and unfortunately for the poor kid, he's had Christmas, he's had New Year, he's had a pandemic, he's had lockdown, so he actually hasn't had his auntie date from last December.
No.
This year I had to make the call, no auntie days, you're getting presents this year, I'll get you something special. Josh kindly reminded me that Roman has yet to have his auntie day, and I'm like, yeah, mate, I know, I'm so disappointed, I'd love to spend the day with him. Josh turns to me and goes, you're disappointed? How do you think he feels?
Oh, wow. He's heard that from somewhere. That's a regurgitate. That's brilliant.
No more YouTube for you. 52232955. Kids' brutal replies. If you're an auntie and uncle or you're a parent, what have you copped from your child?
You could have just been someone on like a bystander. All of a sudden, they've just had a go at you.
Anna, in Geelong, what was said to you?
Well, one morning, one of my daughters came, jumped into bed to me, and she's, oh, geez, Mum, you're no breadstick anymore.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, oh, sweetheart, I love you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's what you said, but what were you thinking?
Look, everyone's put on a couple of kilos in ice, so I didn't think I was that bad.
Yeah, geez. You're no breadstick. That's a very, very descriptive there from that.
I would have been speechless at that point too. Joel, in Grovedale, it was your five-year-old girl.
Was. Basically, she was just told to clean up her room because carrying all her toys down from the bedroom to the lounge room is a kind of bit of an issue. And, turned around and dropped the F-bomb and said no. So, yeah.
Oh, F no.
Yeah.
Oh,
good time.
She's used it in the right context. I mean, as a five-year-old,
yeah,
not a word you want to hear,
yeah,
but
she's actually pretty cluey, so this is what, she's in prep, so she's kind of picking up a lot recently.
Oh,
she's
wow.
a sponge.
Joel, clean up what you're saying around the house.
On K-Rock, 955.
A student has set a world record on a toy from our childhood.
Right. I love all these records that are being set at the moment.
And he has been able to walk away without an injury, which I think is the whole miraculous part of this story.
Not the world record, the fact that he's come away unscathed.
Somewhat.
Yep.
Jeff Roper, he is a mechanical engineering major.
Okay.
He has set the Guinness World Record. That little bit of information will make sense in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
He set a world record for making it 100 metres on a slip and slide in 10.4 seconds.
Wow. That's like almost on track to be in the sprint at the Olympics.
It's almost as fast as Usain Bolt, who was 9.4 or something like that.
Just a second off. That's pretty crazy on a slip and slide.
Top speed, 32 miles, which is just over 51 kilometres.
They should be selling that as an experience. You know, feel what it's like to run in the 100.
To achieve this, he actually dug out dirt trenches. So to build up this speed to get to 10.4 seconds.
You're not just throwing it on the lawn, are you?
No, and you're not whacking the sprinkler on and hoping for the best. So he's built dirt trenches. Mm. He's used painter's tarps. So he hasn't just gone down to Kmart Belmont 24 hours to pick up a slip and slide. And a garden hose to create the longest slip and slide course on his grandparents' home his grandparents' yard. And because of the trajectory of the slide going down, he's been able to get the speed.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Good on him.
And he stood up and he's lived to tell the tale.
Oh, yeah, because that's the other thing. I'm going that fast on the slip and slide too. If you come off, there goes the leg.
Oh, if you build up enough speed, it's an injury waiting to happen because whether you buy the actual slip and slide or if you make one yourself at home, it can be a dangerous experience. Oh. You could walk away with an injury or you could walk away dying of embarrassment. We had our neighbours over. Hot summer, I can't remember exactly when, let's just call it February.
Well, clearly a summer's day.
Clearly a summer's day. Had a makeshift. We'd managed to find an old tarp that had fallen off the quotation mark back of a truck when Dad was a council labourer. Had the sprinkler going, a little bit of dishwashing liquid.
Oh, you have to.
build up speed. And we'd invited the neighbours over. And we had predominantly boy neighbours, male neighbours.
Yep.
So we've invited them all around. And I wanted to have a turn as well. So you don't want to back yourself up too far because otherwise you'll take straight off down the driveway. But, you know, you need enough of a run up to, you know, get going.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Otherwise you just sit still.
Well, I managed to get up such enough speed that I managed to strip my bathers from my body bare my underdeveloped chest to my neighbours, one who in particular who I had a crush on.
Oh, well, that never eventuated then, I'm guessing.
No. And look, there was a little bit of plastic burn where there shouldn't have been plastic burns, let's be honest. Right, in North Shore, what happened?
Hey, yeah, so we had our slip and slide early in the 90s doing a backyard thing. We ran out of dishwashing liquid, so we went to the house and ran into the fire. We thought we would use some washing powder. It soaked up really well, except for when it went in the eyes and burnt. And we had the slip and slide right near a pool, and usually you would know when to stop and put your hand down in the grass when you got to the end. But the thing is, I got no eyes, slid straight onto the pavement around the pool, and there's a bit of pain.
How much skin did you take off?
A lot of elbows got ripped up, I can tell you that much.
So, like, what, people kept doing it after you already injured yourself? And they're like, I'll give it a crack.
you don't stop. You don't look weak to your friends. So you just keep going.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Okay, note
that
to self.
That is 90s kids for you, isn't it? Is...
Yeah, we're not stopping, you know, we're not stopping the fun.
No.
What else can we use for this? So, Ron, it was on a water slide. What happened?
It was on a water slide. Years and years ago, about 20, maybe more, Torquay had a water slide dug in the side of a hill.
Yeah.
And we went there one evening, late at night. And
no one else was around at the time. Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, there was a hose up the top, so we turned the hose on and let the water run for a minute. And then down we went because we wanted to go really fast, so we were like pulled our jocks down a little bit, bare skin.
Yeah.
The only problem was we forgot to check the little pool at the bottom, and that was empty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was empty, and there was a couple of bare bums sliding across the bottom. It wasn't much fun.
I love that you still got the giggles like 20 years on.
On K-Rock 955. There is a brand new feature on your smartphone, on your Google machine, which I don't know about you, but I'm slightly excited, Josh, because one of the most asked questions we, as people who work in the radio sphere, are asked is, you know that song that goes, you know that one?
Yeah,
and you're like,
great tune.
I don't know what. First of all, sing it in the right key. Like, no idea. Well, Google's about to help you out because you can now ask it, what song is this or what's this song? And by humming, whistling, even just singing part of a lyric, about 10 seconds worth, basically Google Assist is going to help you and give you a selection of options so you can then find out what song it
is. Just by humming.
Just by humming.
Oh, so we're seeing how accurate it is, I guess.
We're going to see if this works. Now, I haven't actually used my Google Assist before on my phone.
Right.
I'm also concerned because it does obviously pick up on tone and at least singing in the right order or humming in the right order.
Yeah.
I'm not known for my singing. So I don't know how this is actually going.
All right. Well, let's try it out with this. So we've got a few songs here. This one by Topic. I'm just right here dancing around. So if you can hum something similar to that, let's see if Google gets it right.
Hey, Google, what's this song?
Right.
Can't help it. I've got to do 10 seconds. All right. It's coming up with... Oh, it wasn't long enough.
Sorry, I wasn't able to read.
You interrupted.
Oh,
okay, go to another one.
10 seconds. I don't know. This is for torture.
Okay, pick another one. Hey, Google, what's this song?
I'm so sorry.
Sounds like it might be one of these.
Savage Love.
Oh, bang. There you go. Hey. I just feel like this is torture.
Okay, two from three. One more. One
all right,
more.
We'll do one more. We'll do one more because, oh. I feel sorry for everyone that just wanted a good weekend. Here okay. We go.
Oh, crap.
Chandelier. See ya. Can you hum that one?
God, I'm humming it because I ain't singing.
I'm just going to turn your mic off while you do it, though. Hold on. No. No, we'll be able to hear you. Just no one wants a direct earworm.
Hey, Google. What's this song?
That gives us a bit of a break. Sit back, make a tea. Jeez. 10 seconds is a long, long time. Might be one of these. Did he get it right?
Totally got it right.
Bang, there you go.
I am a professional performer.
Yes.
Google understands
it. You can call it something. But that's a handy thing.
Yeah, so please do not ask us again. Hey, what's that song that goes...
Oh, jeez, that's just as bad as what you were humming before. On K-Rock 955.